Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, February 26th. Overnight, I'm switching my comments now to the May contract. May corn down 2¾ cents at 410¾. May wheat down 4½ cents at 564½. And May beans up 2½ cents at 1144¼. Really nothing friendly out here. There's not a whole lot of news. There are apparently three cargoes of Brazilian beans on their way to the U.S. You know things are bearish when the U.S. is importing soybeans from Brazil. Tells you how weak the prices are around the world. We just have nothing to offset what the funds are doing, which is pounding these grains. The funds are short 348,000 contracts of corn, 81,000 contracts of wheat, 163,000 contracts of beans, 43,000 contracts of meal, and 64,000 contracts of soy oil. Now, everybody wants to know when is the slaughter going to end and we're going to see a rebound in prices. You know, hopefully we'll see it here this week. We have first notice day on Thursday. The old saying around the board of trade is buy lows on heavy deliveries on first notice day. I would assume that we're going to see pretty heavy deliveries on corn, wheat, and beans out here. So, you know, it might be the buying opportunity sometime either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. We just don't have a whole lot of fresh news out here. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. We'll get export sales on Thursday. I wouldn't think either one of those would be too impressive out here. Brazilian beans are being, you know, shipped into China, and we just don't have much business there. We're starting to see a little bit of pickup in wheat business. South Korea bought 86,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat. But the big question is, what are these funds going to do? When are they going to cover? We've got their WASDE report. I think it's a week from Tuesday. It's March 8th. Let's take a quick look. March 8th is a week from Thursday. So until we get the WASDE, hopefully we'll see this first notice thing rally the grains before that, maybe get a little boost from WASDE if they lower the soybean numbers out there from Brazil. Ag Rule came out and said the soybean crop's 147.7. Most of the Brazilian guesses are between 136 and 149, roughly. I was at a conference over the weekend. The head of StoneX in Brazil was there. He thought the crop was about 151. Currently, the USDA has it at 156, so we're expecting big reductions on that report in a week and a half or so. So overall, there just isn't anything real friendly out there. The funds seem pretty committed out here to selling more grain. Again, what's going to change the course out here? You know, either some type of key reversal type action, or maybe the market waits till the first notice day, and then maybe we make a new low and then close higher, something along those lines. But right now, the funds really have this market pretty well entrenched, and there's just not a whole lot of bull news. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.